Book 6, The Book of Fate. Canto 2, The Way of Fate and the Problem of Pain. A greatness in thy daughter's soul resides that can transform herself and all around, but must cross on stones of suffering to its goal. Although designed like a nectar cup of heaven, of heavenly ether, made she sought this air, she too must share the human need of grief, and all her cause of joy transmute to pain. The mind of mortal man is led by words. His sight retires behind the walls of thought, and looks out only through half-open doors. He cuts the boundless truth into sky strips, and every strip he takes for all the heavens. He stares at infinite possibility and gives to the plastic vast the name of chance. He sees the long results of an all-wise force, planning a sequence of steps in endless time, but in its links imagines a senseless chain or the dead hand of cold necessity. He answers not to the mystic mother's heart, misses the ardent havings of her breast, and feels cold, rigid limbs of lifeless law. The will of the timeless working out in time, in the free absolute steps of cosmic truth. He thinks a dead machine or unconscious fate. A magician's formulas have made matter's laws, and while they last, all things by them are bound. But the spirit's consent is needed for each act, and freedom walks in the same pace with law. All here can change if the magician choose, if human will could be made one with God's, if human thought could echo the thoughts of God, man might be all-knowing and omnipotent. But now he walks in nature's doubtful ray. Yet can the mind of man receive God's light? The force of man can be driven by God's force. Then is he a miracle doing miracles? For only so can he be nature's king. It is decreed, and Satyavan must die. The hour is fixed, chosen the fatal stroke. What else shall be is written in her soul. But till the hour reveals the fateful script, the writing waits, illegible and mute. Fate is truth, working out in ignorance. O king, thy fate is a transaction done. At every hour between nature and thy soul, with God for its foreseeing arbiter, fate is a balance drawn in destiny's book. Man can accept his fate, he can refuse. Even if the one maintains the unseen decree, he writes thy refusal in thy credit page. For doom is not a close, a mystic seal, arisen from the tragic crash of life, arisen from the body's torture and death. The spirit rises mightier by defeat. Its godlike wings grow wider with each fall, its splendid failures sum to victory. O man, the events that meet thee on thy road, though they smite thy body and soul with joy and grief, are not they fate? They touch thee a while and pass. Even death can cut not short thy spirit's walk. Thy goal, the road thou choosest, are thy fate. On the altar, throwing thy thoughts, thy heart, thy works, thy fate is a long sacrifice to the gods, till they have opened to thee thy secret self and made thee one with the indwelling God. O soul, intruder in nature's ignorance, armed traveler to the unseen supernal heights, thy spirit's fate is a battle and ceaseless march against invisible opponent powers, a passage from matter into timeless self.